This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, two-thirds of the way through the month of July 2017, you found yourself in the DJV experience. The world is our oyster. And if it's cooked, it's fine. Raw oysters. Ugh. How many people like raw oysters? Jennifer, raise your hand, please. No?
Not too much. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. How about you?
Victoria, me? No, not at all. Yeah.
He doesn't even eat eggs unless they're completely overdone.
Cook them.
Oysters are something that men eat to impress women, so I'm surprised you don't have an oyster.
I don't need to impress women. Look at how impressed the three of you are with me.
I think sometimes you're like, oh, I'll do that. You know what this means. I mean, you are the guy who admitted to taking three male supplements all at the same
time.
Didn't
you also...
That was a long time ago.
Didn't you jump out of a plane or something?
No, I
didn't. Or you were going to jump out of a plane to impress a woman?
Wait a minute. When did this become a focus of
media? Yeah, did you make it to the airport?
Yes, I got to the airport.
And then she backed out?
Cloudy.
No, they were praying for bad weather.
Okay, so now my reputation has been destroyed. And we've only been on the air for 60 seconds. How's that, boys and girls? I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen. So let's take the focus off of me and put it on to others, shall we? Starting with O.J. Simpson. A lot of eyes on one of America's most famous inmates, O.J. Simpson. This is the day he appears in front of a parole board, although the parole board is in one city. It's like a double feature here. He's in one place and they're in another place. So he's going to try to, with the help of lots of lawyers and whomever. Have you seen pictures of him, how fat and old he looks? He really doesn't look like even the same person.
Isn't that because he only has bologna or something in jail?
A lot of candy and cooking,
yeah.
Apparently. But he looks bloated. Well, he's 70, but a lot of people who are 70 look a lot better than he does. Here he is trying to get... remember now, the glove didn't fit, so he was acquitted of all of the charges in 1994. And then... the opportunity presented itself, and so he had a little fun because of the robbery in Las Vegas 2007. Everybody knows that story, right? We don't have to go through that again. He was supposed to get up to 33 years. Has he been up for parole before? Seems to me he was.
No.
Or no.
OJ?
No, it's the first time.
First time. He had to serve 9 years.
Yeah, okay. So, odds are he's getting out. Yes or no?
Oh, 100%. I don't think
100%.
Yeah, 99.9% he's done.
Why?
Because in everything that I've read, the parole board in Nevada looks specifically at your behavior as a prisoner.
Yes.
And whether or not you have a place to go once you get out. And O.J. clearly has a place to go.
Right.
And, by all accounts, has been a model prisoner. And so, to judge the guy for his past sins would be, I guess, it would make your soul feel kind of good. But the legal system doesn't allow for that. He committed a robbery. The minimum sentence was 9 years. The maximum was 30 years, and he's committed the minimum, and he's a good, he's had good behavior. So I'd be surprised if he didn't get out.
So you have letters of support. Supposedly, that's one of the things that he needs. There are four people that sit on the commission. They will deliberate in the capital of Nevada, which is Carson City. A lot of people think that Las Vegas is the capital city. Do? It's Carson City, old cowboy town. And so if they don't agree, then they bring in two more to vote. So they're on standby. Okay, so anyway, all of his friends say he's hopeful. The somehow or other, there always is a sidebar story to O.J. Supposedly, this week, somebody found what might have been the murder weapon, the knife, but then they found out it wasn't connected. Anyway, it was connected to a ham sandwich or something. I don't know. So, if he is granted parole, then he gets his you know what together. October 1st, he gets out, and he can leave the state. Right? He doesn't have to. What is he on parole? He would be on parole, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure you have to check in with somebody.
Right.
They're not just see you later, Mr. Simpson.
And I think the rumor is that he'd go back to Florida where his family is, so he's set up to do that.
Yep.
Fred just in Goldman. Time for Halloween, if you think about it. I guess that if O.J. gets out, that's
O.J. masks will be big. Yeah, that's right. O.J.
Number
masks
one
big.
Halloween costume.
Yeah. Do you remember, you girls, well, Victoria may not be, Kara definitely was too young for all this, but that year, for a few years around the O.J. trial, it was the Judge Ito mask, actually, that would outsell O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Remember that?
He was the...
I don't remember that. I mean, I remember who the judge was, but I don't remember the Halloween thing. But I think I remember a lot of wigs that look like Marcia Clark's, like, tight curls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So Fred Goldman is in on the... However, can have nothing to say about this, even though I saw something when I was in L.A. the other day, Jennifer, suggesting he was going to anxiously await the decision. Why?
Sure.
I'm sure he would.
I mean, you want to know, look, if someone kills your son and you believe someone kills your son, and by the way, a unanimous jury in the civil trial thinks that this guy killed your son, I'm sure you're concerned as to where he is, his whereabouts. I mean, I think that's only natural. Fred Goldman has kind of made it his plight in life to make it a little more difficult for O.J., and you know what? I support him in that. I can't blame him. I mean, everybody says O.J.'s likable, but I'm sure he's not too likable to Fred Goldman.
No.
I mean, was Fred Goldman going to be there?
I don't think so.
I don't think he can be there. I think he doesn't have any
And I think it's
status.
Private. I don't even think... Yeah. I mean, there's so many reporters. What's so funny is I have a friend who works for CNN, now Westwood One Radio, and he's been stationed there since Sunday waiting for anything that could come out about Thursday's event. And then I was watching Fox News for a minute yesterday, and I saw Mark Furman. Remember him? The guy was a Jerkelberger and the...
Police detective. He messed it up big time. Yeah, right.
He was probably the first or second biggest reason that O.J. was not convicted in the criminal trial. And Mark Furman was hired by Fox to go cover the trial. He's sitting there waiting for all of this to go on. It's a circus.
Yeah, it is a circus. All right, well, tomorrow we'll have another conversation on what happened today. So the next person in the news is Senator John McCain.
Oh,
80 years old, got a brain tumor. Looks like, I don't know what the... As soon as the skin cancer he had on his face was serious. That stuff, if you don't catch it in time, goes into lots of different places, and apparently it's moved. He had a blood clot above his left eye, and when they were messing around with it, in there they found things that you don't want to find. A brain tumor. And that was... I guess somehow associated with the blood clot. I have to ask Dr. Ken Kronhaus later on. Is he going to be treated further? I guess that's in the offing.
Apparently it's a very aggressive tumor.
Yeah, this is not good news for him.
Yeah, I would wish him luck, but that's how my grandma went. She had a stroke, found out she had a brain tumor, and then 4 months later...
Oh, wow.
Survival rate for patients over 55 is 4%. Once you get this.
And it looks like pretty much everyone is done within 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He's a strong guy. He is a hero. And, you know, he's not 4 years old. I mean, this is a guy who's in his 80s. And if he can get a few great years and beat this off for a little while, then, you know, good for him. And I think that would be a good, safe outcome. But, boy, think about that. You know, it's you have to... you give thanks because you find out you have one thing. And so a doctor says, well, you've got a little blood clot behind your eye. No problem. We'll get it out. You'll be back to work in a week. And then whammo. I mean, we can't take anything for granted. That's for sure.
Meghan McCain, who is their daughter, has become quite well known in various media circles. She writes, it won't surprise you to learn that in all this, the one of us who is most confident and calm is my father. He's the toughest person I know. The cruelest enemy could not break him. The aggressions of political life could not bend him. So he is meeting this challenge as he has every other chance, every other cancer that affected him in many ways, but it will not make him surrender. Nothing ever has. So that's pretty positive. And, yeah, I mean, the guy's a tough guy.
He is a tough cookie, that's for sure.
A tough cookie.
No question. You know, it makes me sad because people have fallen victim to being so, I don't know, we get really mean-spirited when it comes to the behavior of other people. And, you know, maybe it's politically, maybe it's we just don't like them in a movie or whatever it is. For John McCain, do you remember a few weeks ago when he was on a panel and he was questioning, oh, gosh, who was it? Was it Comey? It could have been James Comey. And remember, he was kind of confused, and he was all over the place. And people ripped him in the media for being incoherent and not being able to formulate a thought.
The media are most of the news media are a bunch of a-holes.
But
most
even
of
the forget the media. I mean, it's just us. You know, I think
and
we're all guilty
media.
Of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we go, God, oh, look, he must be falling apart. He can't keep a thought together. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Look what happened. I mean, obviously that must have been why he was having some trouble. I mean.
Yep. Second guessing. Jada Pinkett Smith, another person in the news today, revealing she was a drug dealer when she was close to Tupac Shakur. I'm surprised. I didn't know she was friends with Tupac. That she was interviewed yesterday about her relationship. Isn't there a lot? There's a lot of promotion for that. Isn't there a movie about Tupac and Big Notorious? What's
the Tupac movie's out right now? I think.
That came out a little while ago. But didn't they both go to the Maryland School for the Arts? They both lived in Baltimore City.
That may be.
So I think that they were probably friends there. Yeah.
Right.
I saw a picture of them together yesterday back in the day when they were dating, and I was like, wow, Tupac got around. I never knew Jada Pinkett dated him.
No,
she didn't. Madonna dated him either.
Yeah.
She said, Pac and I's relationship was about survival. That's how it started. I know that most people want to always connect it in this romantic thing. It's just because they don't have the story right. Our relationship was based on survival, how we held each other down. And when you have somebody that has your back when you feel like you're nothing, that's everything. There's a lot of components to our story that we've never shared. I'm sharing it for the first time. I decided this piece was important to share because it gives more insight into who we were. It was about survival for us, and it's always been about survival. Wow.
Hmm.
That's kind of stiff, isn't it?
Under
the circumstances.
Yeah.
All right, last person on the docket here is Jennifer Lawrence, who apparently lost her lunch during a performance of Olivia Wilde's Broadway show 1984, which apparently is pretty rough. What is this? What's the subject matter here? Is 1984 the Orwell?
Yeah, based on the book.
Really?
And apparently they use all kinds of weird strobe lights, and they do really graphic torture scenes, and they actually have had people who have gotten sick in the crowd before, and they're thinking of stationing a nurse there because going to this play is so intense, people are getting ill. But apparently Jennifer Lopez had a stomach bug from her nephew, so it wasn't necessarily show-related.
She jumped from the seat.
Yeah.
Some people saw her getting sick in the lobby. Okay, so anyway, we underscore that. This thing... didn't Olivia Wilde break Tom Sturridge's nose?
Yeah, apparently.
One of the performances a month or so ago. Must be tough stuff there. 21 half the hour. This is the DJV Experience.
Huh. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Mind, so let's keep going with that. 23, almost, it's coming up to 24 after the hour. Music in this portion of the DJB experience, starting with a focus on Madonna, who has at least temporarily stopped an auction of a prison breakup letter from Tupac, plus a note in which she called Whitney Houston and Sharon Stone horribly mediocre. I might agree with her on Sharon Stone. I don't think you can say that about Whitney Houston, however. Anyway, Madonna's filed a request in the New York Supreme Court for a temporary restraining order against Gotta Have It Collectibles to halt the sale, which is supposed to have started today. She said in court documents that she was not aware until reading press reports that many of the items listed for auction, including a letter from her former boyfriend, were no longer in her possession. She didn't know that she didn't have them anymore?
Apparently not. She thought she still owned them.
In the 2.5-page letter, which came from early in 1995, written at the time when Tupac was in prison for sexual assault, he wrote that he had ended the romance between them.
Wow.
Because he felt that dating a white woman. Well, I was just, you could have corrected me because I was incorrect. So I was just sort of making sure I did a good job of correcting myself. So he said he felt that dating a white woman could jeopardize his career. Depends on who your audience is, pal. He was 25 when he was killed in a drive-by shooting. I thought he was older than that for some reason.
I know. I'm very surprised. I thought he was in his
20s. How old was Madonna then? Was she older than he was?
Yes. I don't know how much, though.
There are 100 items that Madonna is seeking to remove from the sale. A pair of her panties. An old checkbook, a hairbrush, and some photos. So where the heck did this stuff come from? They were apparently consigned by a woman named Darlene Lutz, who, according to Madonna, was a former friend and art consultant. She said that she had betrayed, quote, my trust in this outrageous effort to get my possessions without my knowledge. She says Lutz has access to her home and was overnight guest a number of times. She said, quote, I understand that my DNA could be extracted from a piece of my hair. It's outrageous and grossly offensive that my DNA could be auctioned for sale to the public. I think I might have
a
problem with that myself.
Yeah, jeez.
She says, the fact that I have attained celebrity status as a result of successes in my career doesn't obviate my right to maintain my privacy. No, of course it doesn't. No, she's right. Another letter up for auction, written in the early 90s. In it, she wrote, it's so unequivocally frustrating to read that Whitney Houston has the music career I wish I had, and Sharon Stone has a film career I've never had. Well, that's a little touchy there.
Yeah.
And then she goes on to say, quote, not because I want to be these women, but because I'd rather die, but they're so horribly mediocre.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Always being held up as paragons of virtue or some sort of measuring stick to humiliate me. Man, she's focused on herself.
Wow, tell us how you really feel, Madonna.
That letter is expected to fetch $3,000-$5,000.
That seems low.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot. But is she that insecure?
Or apparently, back in the 90s, she was.
I'm really surprised. I thought she was very... The kinds of stuff that she does, well, I suppose you could argue the kind of stuff that she did was because she was so insecure.
Mm-hmm.
That those pictures with the metal bras and that stuff, what was that? Wasn't that
yeah, the pointer.
Yeah.
What was it called, Jennifer?
She had those pointer, like the cone bras for a long time, yeah.
Right. Funny, I remember that. All right, 28 after the hour, DJV Showtime.
Seeing the Sunset. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Ray Lewis, the legendary NFL linebacker, loaded up buses of more than 50 inner-city children who live in places where everyday safety is a pressing issue for them. And he brought those children out to the founder of Under Armour, Kevin Plank's property, for one simple but absolutely profound experience, to have the children see the sunset from there. Without having to worry about safety for that night, or even if they would have enough to eat, these kids were now able to just appreciate the beauty of a sunset. And that temporary experience will no doubt stick with them for a lifetime. Because in that moment, Ray was able to remove them from their pain. And you can change lives in the same way every time you give people refuge from the pain they're experiencing, even if it's only for a moment, because extending yourself for others is a sunset they definitely need to see. Listen to our Tackling Life podcast for more.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the Taproot Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158. 0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At the hour now, it's Doug Steffen with the Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara. You'll find us most any place. Those of you who are nosing around TuneIn Radio, you have that app. Then you can find us searching for Doug Steffen Now. We'll produce the program you're listening to right now. And the same program, all of the hours of the program through the course of the day. So at any moment in time you're listening to, let's say, this hour number three, when you go to TuneIn Radio with your app, Doug Steffen Now, there are two or three different Doug Steffens. Not I'm the Doug Steffen that is on the radio. So there are two or three things you can find about us that are on TuneIn. But if you want today's program, it's Doug Steffen Now. Okay? Now, Jesus Lara Lopez. I'm sure all of you know who he is, right?
No.
Okay, because I'm not a Buckeye native, but went to school at Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio. Right down the road on State Route 224 is Willard, Ohio. And this gentleman was working in a packaging facility for the last 12 years. Willard, Ohio, not exactly a hot spot. For one reason or another, he had been identified as a person of interest to ICE. And so he was captured. I love the way they put it, captured. He's right there in front of their nose. And declared an illegal. Yesterday he was taken to Cleveland Hopkins Airport for a flight back to Mexico, having been deported. So he leaves in Willard, Ohio, four children and a wife. And I don't understand how this... There are all kinds of, you know, you see the boo-hooing in the news media, but he was told at the facility to, when they found out that he was illegal, to check in. The first time they found that he was illegal was back in March. So he was told to check in with immigration officials, and then he was told that he was last month going to be deported under, quote-unquote, the illegal immigration crackdown. So he got a lawyer. Lawyer didn't make any difference. He's been here, what did I say, 12 years at least? I think it's more than that, maybe 15, 16 years. His children were born here, so they're natural. But he never went through the process. He was removed in 2011, or at least, I guess as far as I can figure here, he was ordered out in 2011. But then in 2014, after an appeal from his lawyer, he was granted a stay of removal. And the court said, in a further exercise of discretion, the agency has allowed him to remain free from custody to finalize his departure plans, which he never did. So he was on the radar screen at ICE. And so ICE went in and see you later, alligator. He'd never been charged with any crime. This is the way the news media plays this up. Just because he's a father of four and he'd paid his taxes and he never applied for any government programs. So, you dummy, go through the process and become a legal resident. It's not that
great.
I mean, what a dummy.
Take care of yourself. Yeah, you shortcut it, you get in trouble, and it's too bad because people are... I mean, this is the thing that's so sad and frustrating is that I have a respect for law and order, so I have a respect for doing things the right way, but I'm not immune to the empathy. I mean, I don't think anybody is. When you hear stories, of course you feel terrible, but we all have choices in life, and sadly, when we cut corners, it typically comes back to get us at some point, and
well,
it's just
it bothers
not easy
me
to
about
deal
this,
with.
Jennifer, this is, he works at the Pepperidge Farm plant.
Right.
They have a packing plant there, and he works the overnight shift. And all those things that you build up the sympathy for the guy had a valid work permit, which I don't understand how he gets a valid work permit if he's here illegally. How do you do that? Is there some loophole?
Hmm.
He works for a third party. Pepperidge Farm is not his employer. As with many of these companies, they hire a third party to do their shipping. And so this guy works for some company that nobody ever heard of. That hires him. I bet you almost every person these guys have got working for him is an illegal.
But you can get working papers and not be a citizen.
But do you get them if you're not being a citizen doesn't mean you're illegal. There are all kinds of ways to be here legally,
right?
Even if you aren't declared a citizen, right?
Right, but like temporary work papers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there are all different types of working visas. So maybe he had one that expired?
I don't have that background, Victoria.
Yeah.
But I wonder, all of us, let's weigh in on this here and try to figure out whether we think this is an incredible waste of resources, not only this guy's, but ICE and all the time it's taken to enforce all the resources that are needed to focus on this guy. He wasn't a criminal. There are plenty of criminals who are here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have a different standard? Or if they're here illegally, you ship them, whether they're criminal or not.
Well, by definition, if you
are
here
criminals.
Illegally,
that's
you're a criminal.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But he's got, I just don't understand where he's got a lawyer. Why doesn't the lawyer advise him to go through the process and get legal? I think that's pretty damn irresponsible of the lawyer, don't you? And of this guy. Everybody else in his family here is legal. The kids didn't have to do anything because they were born here. But it's kind of like sticking it. It's kind of like the old American salute. You know what I mean? There it is.
Right.
To the system. We have a system of laws, so obey them. Do
it. It's interesting, though. You're right about the legal end of it. There must be some reason that the lawyer isn't telling him to go the right, you know, the legal correct path. There must be some loophole that is advantageous for him to use, or else why would the lawyer even bother representing him?
Yeah. Yeah. Frustrating, isn't it, huh?
It's not an easy problem to fix. It's very complex.
Yeah, it is complex. You're right about that. All right. I have, I discovered something that I thought you would be very interested in. When I say you, I mean you. We're all focused on fakery, right? Fake news. Get lots of that. Well, somebody named Michael Clarizio sent this along and sort of underscored it as fake news, but things that that will be of value that are fake news or that are fake. I guess let me take
I'm lost.
Let me take news out of this.
Okay.
Fake stuff.
Okay.
All right. This guy says he was worried. He bought a watch that turned out to be counterfeit. And apparently fake watches are big business. We know that you walk around the streets in New York, Victoria, right?
Of course.
Can you imagine there are 30 million real Swiss watches? No.
Nope.
What? What are you talking about?
That,
I love that
Rolex. That Rolex that Doug bought you, Jen, you might may want
to,
you know,
I have
not
to tell
get
you,
it wet.
Doug and Rich, who used to be here with us, they would get so mad at me because every time I'd go to New York, I'd go to Canal Street, and I would go like under in like a manhole cover to go, you know, follow the guy selling Gucci purses. And they used to scream at me, "You're supporting terrorism. You're supporting."
I know.
It was fun.
So I wonder about whether these fake watches, my take on this, increase or decrease the value of a Rolex or whatever other. There's this Royal Oak self-winding watch that you can buy for $17,000. Breitling watches are expensive, I think, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
See them advertised in all the high-scale magazines, $7,000-$8,000.
That's the James Bond watch.
Yeah, right. So does counterfeiting the watches or any product make them more or less valuable? Under the circumstances,
well,
you pay more attention to them if there are more of them around.
But I don't know if it does have an impact. I mean, I think Rolex, I mean, just to use Rolex as an example, their price point has stayed pretty consistent, and that's probably the most knocked-off watch, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with bags. I mean, just because there's a lot of fake Guccis out there doesn't mean Gucci's not charging a bazillion dollars for their bag.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is interesting. I do think there's a difference. The people at Rolex are probably less threatened by the Folexes as opposed to...
Don't they call them Folexes?
Yeah. Well, that's how I've heard it. I've heard them called that, but I'm sure there's a million nicknames for them. But in the fashion sense, that does have much more of a direct impact because the price points, even though, you know, you can buy a Louis Vuitton for a couple thousand dollars, when you get a really good fake one, that does take away that potential customer. Whereas with a Rolex, if you buy a Folex, you're never going to buy a real Rolex because you're not that customer anyway. So I think there is a difference, but I don't think Rolex is probably as upset by it as a lot of fashion designers are very upset by counterfeit bags.
All right. I don't know. I don't travel.
Did I lose you?
I just don't travel. I have Meredith got me a watch a couple of years ago that was very, very nice, and it wasn't that expensive. And it works wonderfully well. I have had a couple of watches. Brendan got me a watch 20 years ago because I was always breaking them on the farm and, you know, whacking them against something. And so he bought me a Timex that continues to work.
And
It was, I don't know how much they cost. What do they cost? A Timex watch?
$30.
Now. How much?
$30 maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Timexes are pretty cheap.
Right. So I wear that one on the farm. And when I'm going to someplace special, I wear the other one.
Right.
But it's really... pretty amazing what some people pay for stuff like that. I don't. Well, it's again what you said—the Gucci bags, Jennifer, and what is?
Yeah,
the,
I mean, I think you understand, though. I mean, there's difference in quality. I'm not one to pay thousands of dollars for a bag, but I do believe that a bag that you pay. Well, I believe a bag that you pay $100 or $200 for is better than the kind you pay, you know, $15 or $20 for. Believe me, I mean, as a self-described Payless shopper, my Michael Kors bag that I'm using right now for my briefcase is a little more solid than it is, than one of those bags that I would use. I mean, you're with a woman.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
You're with a woman who appreciates labels, I think. I mean, or at least quality, right?
Quality, yes. That's why she's with me.
she was shopping discount.
Which one is the horseshoe? What's that brand? The one that's the upside down horseshoe? Isn't there
upside down horseshoe?
Yeah, is a brand.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to say it's like
for purses.
Adrian Vittadini, isn't that upside down horseshoe?
No, I think it begins with a C.
Coach?
Oh, you're talking about Coach?
Oh,
yeah. Is that?
I've never seen Coach a horseshoe, but
I mean, those are the ones. Like, that's about as money as I'll go is Coach or Michael Kors, because you can. I mean, I was so proud of myself a couple weekends ago. I went to Macy's looking for a new bag that would actually look like a purse, but also carry my laptop, and I found a Michael Kors bag that was originally $398, and I got it for $50 at Macy's.
Whoa. That's a good deal.
That upside down horseshoe, by the way, I'm pretty sure is a C.
Yeah.
Multiple C's because of Coach.
But way to bring the farm into designer bags.
Yeah.
C is for Kara in my book. That's it. Nothing else. C's don't represent anything but Kara. I care about Kara.
I've never heard that one before.
You care about Kara?
I do, yes.
Good. Well, I do too. It's good. So, I saw something. I was about to do something. This tickles. This kind of stuff. This is my sense of humor. The folks at Star Wars are beginning to promote the next Star Wars movie. And so somebody has decided to get cute online and associate the characters with organic vegetables. So I thought maybe this would be good. For this time of year, for example, the farm up the street has the cucumbers are called Cuke Skywalker. And there's Chew Broccoli. You know, Chewbacca, Chew Broccoli. Got it? Lord Tater, as opposed to Obi-Wan Cannoli. They sell cannolis there.
That's funny.
Don't forget yogurt. Yogurt for...
Yogurt the Wise.
Yoda. Right. Yeah, that was pretty good. Apparently I'm the only one who thought it was pretty good.
Oh, that's cute.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Might be one of those things you need to see.
Yeah, it's not a laugh riot.
So how are we doing on things getting posted on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram with regard to the Works Tool giveaway? Listen, if you didn't hear this story, let's see if we can underscore what's going on here. At DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram, post why you would like to win our Works Tool giveaway. Works, W-O-R-X. Sounds like a radio station call letter, right? W-O-R-X. So there's a new drill on the market from Works. It's called the AI drill, Advanced Intelligence. I used it yesterday. There was a problem with my pickup truck. It had a bolt broken from the body in the back, so the guys were trying to fix it, and they were very impressed when I showed up with my new Works AI drill, and they used it from underneath the truck. Bingo. Made it much, much easier to fix the problem. And that's the kind of thing you can do with your Works AI drill. It has artificial intelligence, the capability of this machine to imitate intelligent human behavior. I don't know how I apply that to the guys who work on the farm, but I'll work on it. Anyway, so go to Facebook.com, DJV Show, and at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram, and tell us why you should win the Works Tool giveaway.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mbvans.com for further details and exclusions.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor.
Focus time on technology, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here to help us understand a couple of things that are of interest and import to anybody who is using technology at any level. That means me. That means you. Those of you who are not in the elite squad of know-it-alls like Victoria and Kara, we don't know it all. We don't know much of anything. So we'll get down to some nitty-gritty from Apple in a matter of moments here.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7, 2017 and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
Welcome to GEICO's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to GEICO. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need 3 extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just 2 arms.
GEICO Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Thank you. 55 and change past the hour, Apple has filed a patent for a more discreet way to contact 911. And how's this going to work? What do we have, Victoria, here that makes sense?
Yeah, well, apparently Apple thinks that the way that right now, if you have an iPhone, and you can call 911 without getting into the phone, so you can just swipe left and it'll say, do you want to call 911? And it's very obvious on the screen that you're calling 911. Apparently, Apple thinks that they need a much more discreet way of doing this if someone is in distress, or they want to make it so that you can call 911, have the police know where you are based on your GPS location from the phone, but still not allow another person to know that you're calling 911. Yeah. This seems like a hostage type situation. I'm not sure if there's a real need for this, but Apple did it anyway. Now, if you look at the underscore of this, I think, is less about safety issues and really more about the technology that's going to come out with the brand new iPhone, the iPhone 8, which is due in September for the 10th year anniversary of iPhones. So essentially, they're giving you different fingerprints that if you designate one specific finger to the 911 distress setting, then every time you use that finger, it automatically calls 911. But it doesn't show on the phone that you're actually calling 911. So that's what this patent is that they have filed for. There are other ways to set this, like if you shake the phone a certain way, you can set that to be your emergency distress signal, and then 911 operators will respond, and then you can also provide live stream video or audio wherever you are. This could be used in a variety of situations, but again, I think that this is really more about the new iPhone, which has gotten rid of the home button. That's the big rumor, that there will be no more home button where you need to hold your fingerprint on it, which, Doug, you do now, right, with
yes.
your fingerprint? So that home button is going to go away for the new one, and the side of the phone, which is the power button now, is actually going to be where it reads your fingerprint.
Really?
That's the new rumor.
That's an annoying way of turning it on and off, too, by the way.
I know.
All right. If you're a headphone lover, I like Bose. We were just talking about this off the air with regard to the announcement from Beats about their headphones. So what's different here?
Well, Beats by Dre they're probably one of the most popular brands now around the world for headphones. And they've done a lot of different high-profile fashion collaborations with Fendi and Alexander Wang and even kitschy things like Hello Kitty. The newest one is a French designer, Balmain, and so the big, big celebrity brand. And they have two new colors that are out. One is called Safari. The other is Khaki. And, of course, they're expensive, and Kylie Jenner is the new it girl, and she's the model in the campaign. But they look cool. They're $600, and they're available now online.
As we all know, nothing more important than whatever looks cool.
Exactly.
There it is. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.